This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Getting a first look, some Maui residents allowed back into Lahaina after the deadly and destructive wildfires. Rebecca Wimmer is a retired teacher.
It looked like a building had been cremated. There was nothing identifiable. Everything was powder.
CBS LA's Rutabay Shabazi says the death toll at 106 now is expected to go higher.
They have brought in actual containers, refrigerated containers, because the morgues are going to be so overwhelmed as they continue to identify bodies. Cadaver dogs have been sent in. They've covered now about a third of the area of Lahaina.
President Biden, who has promised extensive federal help, plans to go to Hawaii Monday to get a firsthand look. A Texas medical examiner is investigating nearly 40 heat-related deaths over the last 3 months. J.D. Miles with KTVT has more.
The Dallas County Medical Examiner's Office has confirmed the first three deaths, including one child, from heat-related illnesses. It can take months, health officials say, to determine if hyperthermia resulted in a person's death, which is why Dr. Philip Wong says confirmed cases are just now being reported.
Triple-digit heat is a factor today in the Pacific Northwest. CBS's Nicole Killian has the latest now on what's next for a former president facing multiple legal battles.
Multiple sources tell CBS News former President Trump's legal team is in talks about his potential surrender and initial court appearance in Fulton County, Georgia. Two sources familiar with the planning say it's likely to happen next week. Trump was indicted Monday on 13 counts, including racketeering, for allegedly conspiring to overturn the results of the 2020 election.
Still no U.S. verification of what North Korea is now saying about an American serviceman, Travis King, who abruptly entered the country last month. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
What they're claiming is that Private King told investigators there that he fled to North Korea because he, quote, harbored ill feeling against inhuman maltreatment and racial discrimination within the U.S. Army.
The U.S. has imposed sanctions on three entities it accuses of being tied to arms deals between North Korea and Russia in a crackdown on those who support Moscow's war in Ukraine. Dramatic game at the Women's World Cup.
The ball hemp is there. It's loose.
That second-half goal on Fox Sports broke a 1-1 deadlock, and England added another to beat tournament co-host Australia 3-1, advancing to Sunday's final against Spain. Wall Street, the Dow is down 16 points. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A town of Washington man is charged with homicide and is accused of beating his wife to death with a wine bottle in an apparent murder-suicide attempt. 81-year-old John Berthold told investigators that he tried to kill his wife and then attempted to end his own life on July 13th and that they had been considering a divorce, according to court documents. Eau Claire County officials said that his wife, Diane Berthold, was found dead at the scene at the couple's home. Bond was set at $2 million and the man will appear in court next month. Haymarket Landing in Eau Claire is up for sale as Foxconn attempts to sell multiple Wisconsin properties. The technology company had announced 5 years ago that the downtown location would be the host to an innovation center employing 150 people. The building is near the confluence and the price tag is $2.7 million. Foxconn said that it is selling the buildings to focus on development in Mount Pleasant in southeastern Wisconsin. And the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says that there's a chance of severe weather later today across northwestern Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. It is Wednesday, August 16th, 2023. Glad to have you along with us on a Wednesday hump day. Mr. Aaron Zomers, our wonderful, talented producer and engineer on the board. Todd's a little discombobulated. Well, you know what I need? I need some Dan Schaefer. I need to get recombobulated, Mr. Zomers. That's exactly what I need. Look at even... Is that recombobulation
there is
music?
A fifth dimension.
Yes, that's the theme for the recombobulation area. But it's like a minute long, so I'm not going to play the whole thing.
Yeah, for those on the stream, our camera's a little off there, but we look better, it seems like, today. Or the lighting. Well, it was. The closer you get to this camera, the better it looks for some reason. But anyway.
Yeah, it's a webcam, so it has a lot of automated adjustments going on in there. And if it doesn't see you right, then it doesn't work very well.
We were out of the studio, or I was out of the studio yesterday, up in beautiful Volk Field Military Base, National Air Guard Base up there in Juneau County. And I had the opportunity to talk to so many great folks in the military yesterday, including Brigadier General David May. We appreciate all of his help for letting us be there yesterday afternoon. And in particular, also to a great pilot and the Volk Field Director of Operations, Major Tyler Shaft Shaver. And I never found out, Mr. Zomers, the call sign, why his call sign is Shaft, but and that will remain a mystery. But a great guy. We appreciate him for letting us on the base yesterday. Had a great time up there. Also, an equally great show coming up today. After the 1:15 break, we have Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project joining us. And later on at 2:30, our friend Joe Garden, formerly of The Onion for a long time, now out in New York. A little segment we call Joe's Junk. He'll let us know what is on the eBay sales table for garage sales. And now joining us, well, as our friend from Lake Wissota, our friend and colleague on Civic Media, the host of Up North News every morning from 6 until 8, the one, the only, the fantastic Patrick Kreitlow. Mr. Kreitlow, how are you?
Ooh. You know, the first thing I heard when I clicked on here was, you know, the closer I get to the camera, the better I look. And I thought, this guy's ready for TV after all. I was like, hey, look, yeah, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille.
Well, yeah. clearly I can't get my IT stuff because I forgot to send you the link. So that's on me. I'm sorry about that.
Hey. I'm here, but you know, everybody can relate to this. It didn't happen in this particular instance, but yesterday I was running late for a meeting for a group I volunteer with, and we've all had this happen. You're late. You click on, in this case, it was Zoom. Yeah. And what is the box comes up? Installing updates.
Yes.
One moment.
Right?
Yeah.
Why updates now?
It always happens that way too.
Yes.
Never fails. Or this, I was on the way into the studio this morning. And you have to cross the train tracks on the other side of the Capitol on John Nolan. And of course, yes. You know, course. I was running a couple of minutes late, and then you run into a train. Well, I didn't run into the train, but
it's not as big as did Aaron review his construction crane story for you yesterday?
Yes, we heard about that.
So it's not that, but I mean, it's like something out of a bad driver's ed film. I expect to come around and like a stingray speedboat is there in the middle of the road or something like that.
Oh, well, such is life.
But no, there's always something that keeps us from getting to work on time. But here we are.
What's popping up in beautiful Lake Wissota up there just north of Chippewa Falls?
I'm a little concerned about my pontoon because my pontoon was hijacked about an hour ago.
What? Are you serious?
By one Kristen Lierley and her her boyfriend partner Craig. They were camping nearby at Lake Wissota State Park, and I offered it up like, if you guys ever want to get out of the campground and take the boat, and sure enough, this morning I get this text saying, is that a real offer? I said, yeah, you bet it. So, they just came out, and now apparently Craig has worked for a marine unit. And so he's got experience with boats, but I had to tell him where the shallow parts are of the lake and everything, because he asked where the anchor is. And I had to tell him the story of how, well, I don't really ever use one. I just go up to the Mallory Resort and I come back, and I rarely would have to put down anchor and stay in the water, but clearly they wanted to. Told him about the time that for Father's Day, when my girls were like, 17 and 19 or 18 and 20, for Father's Day, I opened up the box of the gift they got me, and it's a boat anchor. And I'm like, girls, I already have a boat anchor. And they're like, no, you don't. Because apparently they borrowed the boat. They did put the anchor down. Then they came home and could not figure out why the boat was going so slow until suddenly it wasn't. And that's when the anchor line had snapped. So I have an anchor, pretty new, that they can use if they so choose.
Years and years ago, my grandfather and my grandmother on a boat, little tiny boat fishing on a lake, and someone forgot to attach the anchor rope to the boat. It was just threw the anchor in. The whole thing went in. The anchor and the rope. And that was good. It was gone.
There's no shortage of once you get people going on their boat stories. Yeah. The one thing that's always true is that if you're trailering your boat and you're going to the boat launch, and if you have any issue whatsoever, it's guaranteed to be two old men sitting over to the side seeing you. And the day that you do it right, my wife and I will look at each other and we'll look around. There's no witnesses. No witnesses when we get the boat in just perfectly. But you know what? You're still on the boat, and that's always a good day.
Well, that's fantastic. About a minute left here, Pat. Trigby and I are going to talk a little bit about the indictment of Trump. There was a Wisconsin connection. Brian Shimmy mentioned in this. It seems like there's always a Wisconsin connection of Republicans in Wisconsin trying to deny people a fair vote.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, there's the Wisconsin references were plentiful in the Georgia indictment. And look, I don't think we're all done yet hearing about, Ron Johnson and some of the others who had a role in this. So this is very much a case of if you're in Wisconsin, you stay tuned because you're going to get your box of popcorn. You're going to see some familiar names.
Always catch Pat every morning, 6 to 8 on the Civic Media Radio Network with Up North News. Thank you, Pat. Appreciate you. We'll see you next Wednesday. All right. Take care. Stay tuned. Trigby Olson from the Lincoln Project is next. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to the Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in. turn on and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Wednesday, August 16th, 2023, 15 now past the hour of 1 o'clock here in Wisconsin. Mr. Aaron Zommer's on the board. It's a little bit later than that across the sea, and our ongoing contributor, Mr. Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project and a friend of ours, of course, a friend of mine, a Wisconsin native, spent a lot of time in the Republican Party, both in Wisconsin and nationally, and like me, for his own reasons, left the Republican Party and now works for the Lincoln Project. But he's on a trip, and so kindly is still joining us from overseas. Trigvi, thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, absolutely, Todd. I wouldn't miss it. I told you, it's my favorite week professionally. I mean, my favorite hour of every week professionally. I could not do last week. I was at an undisclosed location with really bad internet, but it sounds like Stuart filled in well.
He did.
I'm back in civilization in Riga.
All right, Riga, Latvia. Very good. I appreciate you taking the time to join us. And if you want to call in, we'll take some calls a little bit later for Trigvi, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or you can also text us on the app as well. Trigvi, we were on location yesterday up in Volk Field, up in beautiful Juneau County, talking to Brigadier General David May, the Wisconsin Air National Guard, and other folks that keep our country safe and do such a great job. But as you know, when you're on a military base, that is a sacred place. You don't mix politics in the military. That's just a no-no. So we were respective.
Unless you're Tommy Tuberville.
Exactly. Unless you're Tommy Tuberville. So we were respectful yesterday and really didn't bring up a lot of politics. But as long as you brought that one up, because here's the interesting thing. I did ask, I said, General May, let's just take out, we're not going to talk politics for a second, but I acknowledge that Tommy Tuberville from Alabama is holding up in the United States Senate hundreds of military appointments across the military. And the focus is on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, which now for the first time in history has three vacancies. But I asked General May if he'd be kind enough to talk about the impact. And he did. Without going into politics, he said, look, it's just, you can't debate it. It has a distinct impact all the way down the chain. And he was telling us of colonels and majors, people like that, their families are in limbo. Their kids don't know where to go to college because the transfers haven't been approved. I mean, this is wreaking havoc in our military.
Yeah, I mean, it's it's crazy. I mean, it's not serious. It really, really isn't serious, okay? Like, he's trying to make a point about the issue of abortion and whatever, but don't be doing that by impacting the United States military. That's not the kind of thing that serious people or serious countries do. And you know, maybe a little bit of it is, Todd, I've spent the last 3 weeks, you know, within 50 miles of the Russian border of the Baltics, where they actually have to be serious because they have Wagner mercenaries now sitting literally on the border. What he's doing to these guys in the military, it's ridiculous. And to be honest, it's so antithetical to why guys like you and I became Republicans, and people who are still, you know, identifying as Republicans, ask yourself, like, did you join the Republican Party to be a part of a party with people like Tommy Tuberville, who are so unserious that they're not promoting people who are literally putting their lives on the line? I mean, three of the four branches don't have their most senior people because Tommy Tuberville is holding it up over social issues.
You worked for people who don't know, aren't regular listeners, perhaps. Trigvi worked for a long time for former U.S. Senator, the late John McCain. Can you imagine? What do you think that late Senator McCain's reaction would be to this Tuberville incident if he were still with us?
So, you know, it's ironic that you asked me about that. So I was saying to my daughters, who are 14 and 12, I took them to the Museum of the Latvian Genocide today. There is a fantastic museum in downtown Riga dedicated to what Latvians went through to keep their statehood during the Soviet occupation. And I was saying to them, the last time that I was in Riga, I was at that museum with McCain. I suspect, given what I saw, he would be incredibly disappointed with what we're seeing, because he understands that, you know, the world can be a very dangerous place, and it needs a strong America, not one where part of the electorate has just decided to give in to false grievance and not be serious about the challenges that we face.
Trigvi, I deliberately, to stay away from politics while we were on a military base yesterday, I stayed away from talking about the latest Trump indictment. Apparently 41 counts now alone in Georgia, and also 18 of his supporters. It was incredible, and I watched it the night that it came out. I watched the coverage on CNN, and what really struck me, and I want to get your take on this, was this, for whatever reason, hit me the hardest, because you saw these two black women that were just simple, salt of the earth, wonderful people, poll workers, who just were public servants. And the president, the sitting president of the United States at the time, went after these two poll. This could have been any poll worker in River Falls or Richland Center or Shawano or wherever else across Wisconsin. And this guy goes after him. I mean, we all have, those of us who left, we have our own reasons for leaving the Republican Party. Mine was specifically over these issues of trying to take a proper vote away from fellow Americans. And this indictment, more than others, hit me personally. You?
Well, I mean, I think this is the one that's the easiest for people to sort of wrap their arms around, because there is the tape of him asking the Secretary of State for, you know, 1,000 more votes, right? Like, this one is, and people can relate, because, you know, they all understand how obvious that, like, not right that behavior is. I think that's easier than classified documents. Most people haven't ever handled classified documents. So haven't had security clearances. So that's, you know, what they know is from the movies or Tom Clancy novels, whatever. You know, the coup, it's so outside the realm of people's imagination that we would have that. That doesn't happen in the U.S. But this is the one that people can kind of relate to. And this also is the one where, because it's a local prosecutor, for all this talk of two-tier justice systems, I can tell you my experience over 30 years working in and around politics is DOJ and just law enforcement in general is really always careful about messing with political. Like, you have to cross some real lines. And even in the state of Wisconsin, you know, Scott Walker's trying to compare it to Chisholm, and some of the stuff that Chisholm was doing to me maybe was a little out there in terms of how hard they were going at it. But the reality is, if you think about, you know, when we were in the state capitol and Chuck Walla and Scott Jensen and some of those guys got into trouble, I mean, it was pretty, you know, there were a lot of people campaigning on state time for a long period of time.
On both sides of the aisle.
On both sides of the aisle. And a prosecutor finally stepped in and addressed it. But there was they're given a long rope. And so, I don't know. I do think it hits closer to home. And then, I mean, the other thing is, you have Brian Schimming and people in Wisconsin mentioned multiple times in the indictment. So there's that.
I mean, that's this weird, not really weird, but just this Wisconsin connection. I believe, if I'm quoting correctly, in the Georgia indictment, it's referred to as the Wisconsin memo. And we saw this talked about in the January 6th bipartisan committee as well. These emails, these chats between then chairman of the party, Andrew Hitt, and now current executive director of the Republican Party, Mark Jefferson. And then it ends up weaving Brian Schimming, the current chair, who we both know very well, into this. Mm-hmm. And Shimmin apparently was talking to people like Jim Troupas, who is a direct liaison for Trump, in trying to figure out a way to get these false electors legitimized, or to use these false electors in place of legitimate votes and literally steal the Wisconsin election.
Yeah. I mean, you and I were talking about this offline. When it's people that you know, it's always different. And what happened to Troupas?
Yeah.
It's hard for me to understand that. Why these people would go along with it. And then yet, it does appear, based on some of the other stuff that's come out, that like in Mark and in this Hitz case, that they were emailing back and forth, that they knew what they were doing was wrong.
Exactly.
And so at what point do you not just say, like, this isn't right, I'm not doing it? There's lots of psychological studies about it. As I mentioned to you, the Stanford study is the famous one where people thought they were taking orders from people of authority, and they're torturing people. Mm. They weren't really torturing people, but it was bad enough they shut it down. I don't understand it. But then again, there's so many people that as you watch this unfold, that you become disappointed with. And I will tell you, having worked around the world, I never thought that I would experience that. But, there were people in Belarusians and Russians and others, when they go into this descent into autocracy, who would say, there's so many people that disappointed me. I kind of get it.
Interesting point, I guess. Yesterday, Republican Party held a Zoom presser in advance of President Biden being here to try to spin that a Republican way. And they tried to ask Shimmin questions on this. The press did. He only took one and they shut it down. And the spin for the Republican Party of Wisconsin right now is, well, we just wanted to be ready in case the court Hail Mary worked, that we could use this. They're not denying any of this, Trigvi.
No.
They're simply saying that if a corrupt Supreme Court would have thrown this the right way, then we could have used these fake electors.
Well, here's the thing. I'd like to think that Brian knows that this stuff isn't right, but maybe so. I don't know.
Of course, but he knows it's right.
They didn't want you and I at the convention.
Right.
So, why didn't they want us there? They don't want the truth. The dirty truth is they didn't want us there because it's uncomfortable, because we ask uncomfortable questions, and they don't like that because they know that in a lot of cases what they're doing is wrong. Brian Shimmin knows it's wrong to hold a press conference, take one question, and then when you get uncomfortable questions, turn it down. He knows that, but they don't want uncomfortable.
It'd be interesting to see if there was a lawyer outside of the camera view in that room.
there is that too, right? They do, given how many times that Wisconsin appeared in the indictment, those people have to be a little concerned with the fake electors thing, particularly given what's happening in Michigan. They're going after them.
Yeah. We're going to come back to the other side, Trigvi. I want to get your take on this because there's a lot of Democrats, a lot of people who are very elated over this latest indictment and popping some political corks. I think it's premature. I want to talk about that on the other side. Stay with us. Trigvi Olsen live from Latvia. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The death toll from Hawaii's wildfires has now reached 106 and rising. Chris Burley's in Lahaina, one of the worst affected areas.
On the west side and up north, without power, without food, without water, without provisions, and they have no access to that.
Volunteers are working to get them more supplies. Negotiations are underway for former President Trump to surrender in Georgia, possibly next week, to face elections-related charges. CBS's Nicole Killian is there.
With 9 days left to turn themselves in, the Fulton County Sheriff's Office says it expects the 19 indicted defendants, including the former president, to be booked at the Fulton County Jail.
And North Korea has confirmed a U.S. soldier is there. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
U.S. officials tell us they've been working to get him out of North Korea and that they're worried about his well-being. But officials in North Korea now say that King sought refuge there willingly.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A century-old program at UW-Madison is relocating to UW-River Falls. The Farming and Industry Short Course will move because UW-Madison ended the program last year. A UW-River Falls official told WEAU-TV in Eau Claire that the move was for the best because Western Wisconsin supports agriculture education and that the area farmers will support the program. The state legislature is working on providing more funding to the program, which teaches agribusiness over the course of 2 years. Haymarket Landing in Eau Claire is up for sale as Foxconn attempts to sell multiple Wisconsin properties. The technology company had announced 5 years ago that the downtown location would be the host to an innovation center employing 150 people. The building is near the confluence and the price tag is $2.7 million. Foxconn said that it is selling the buildings to focus on development in Mount Pleasant in southeastern Wisconsin. And the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says that there's a chance of severe weather later today across northwestern Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
narratives tend to be built around fears. And part of the reason we have some of the autocratic swing that we have on the right is they've become completely conditioned to fear-based grievance politics. And the truth of the matter is, if you go back to the Reagan Revolution, right, like, you know, Reagan's quote was, the solution to our current, in the course of the solutions to our current problems, government isn't the solution, it's the problem. And he was, you know, a lot of those grievances, some of which were legitimate back in 1980, were addressed, most of them. And so the Republican Party is a party, and I bet Stuart talked about this last week, that really achieved, and the conservative movement achieved most of the things they set out to do, and then they ran out of stuff to do, and then they became devoid of ideas. And honestly, anybody who follows Scott Walker on Twitter, I love bagging on Scott Walker, but anybody who follows him, he's the ultimate example of this. He's just like this Generation X guy who wanted to be an elected official at Badger Boys State and whatever. And, you know, he's still talking about Lafler curves, and Reagan taught us that if you cut taxes, you'd grow revenue. That's not what they were saying.
Right.
It's just dumb. It's just, it's not, you know.
But I think your point, I mean.
I don't know what he learned in college. I don't know if, you know, maybe he didn't get through college.
I don't think he did. Oh, I don't think he did.
Yeah, I don't think he did. Anyway.
Maybe I'll
see Scott next week. That would be exciting.
Wouldn't it be fantastic? We'd love to have the former governor come on the show. I doubt that he will, but we'd love to have him come on. He's welcome.
Rick or I would be happy to debate him. I don't know how we'd debate someone like that.
But I think Stuart was on last week, and I can't recommend this book enough. It's called It Was All a Lie, How the Republican Party Became Donald Trump. And it's cathartic for me. It's great. And to Jack's point, this whole idea that all government is the problem, and you're right, it's a narrative, right? And when you and I were coming up, Trigvi, we all remember Scott Scooter Jensen, who became the speaker, and he was infamous for telling his caucus, people who were going to run as Republicans in Wisconsin in the assembly, he would tell them in private, he would say, remember this, every story needs a villain, and every story needs a hero. And it's as simple as that, and that's this narrative that Republicans, whether you like it or not, have been very successful at doing, creating a good versus bad using fear. And to Stuart's point, you know, not all, but a lot of it was bunk.
Yeah, they were, you know, I mean, it is. Tommy Thompson used to always say, you know, two kinds of politicians, those who want to do and those who want to be. And we have a bunch of politicians, very few who want to do, a whole lot who want to be. And there's become a whole cottage industry where you go to Congress and you're basically like raising your profile on Fox and whatever, and you get a lucrative contract as a Fox News contributor. And let's face it, like as Rachel Campos shows, you don't have to be that bright on Fox to make $500,000 a year, apparently.
I guess like, that's very true.
You can be dumber than a post. And I literally, for those who are listening who are on the right and they're like, oh, Rachel Campos stuffy, but I mean, she literally, your eyeballs are paying her, you know, contract. And like, why is she on there? Not quite sure, other than she was in the real world. And I don't know.
So is Sean Pedro Duffy, but you know, he was
Pedro Sean or Puck or somebody. I don't know.
If you'd like to call in a question for Trigvi Olson for the Lincoln Project, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. You're welcome to join the conversation. Also can send us a text on the Civic Media app. Again, the number is 844-967-2789. Trigvi, I want to get back to this Trump indictment just for a moment to cover this because I want your take on this. Again, watching CNN the night that this went down a couple nights ago, I got to give some credit to former Trump White House communication director Alyssa Farah Griffin. I don't know her. You might know of her or know who she is. But, you know, she made the point that, you know, if and I don't, you know, fine, she's, you know, turning the page to make money. I don't care. Well, here's what she said, in paraphrasing. If this guy gets back in, he's not going to put people into office who are qualified. If you thought last time was bad, next time is going to be even worse. And he will take this country down little by little. The point is, you cannot trust this guy. And the point I loved about this, and that your boss at Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson, has made, is that this is great that the court system is doing its job. That should be celebrated. But all those who are popping corks thinking, oh, we got him, this is going to be the end of Trump and Trumpism, I am still convinced that we have to defeat Trump and Trumpism at the ballot box and not simply at the courts, because there's no guarantee he's going to get the conviction.
The only way that he is going to be defeated and that Trumpism can start rolling back is electoral defeat. And it's got to be overwhelming enough that it repudiates. That is the only thing that is going to kill this, and it is going to take a while to successfully do that. Now, that said, what does that mean? You know, I was on a call earlier today where I was asked that question. To me, it's going to mean that Donald Trump's opponent wins not just an electoral college victory and a popular vote victory, but that it's multiple states, mm-hmm. so that Donald Trump can't just say, well, they cheated in Wisconsin.
Right.
Trust me, it's going to start with Wisconsin. If it's just Wisconsin that decides the thing, and you could flip Wisconsin or Michigan or a bunch of states, it's going to be absolute chaos. It has to be multiple states like it was last time. The reason why the fraud has basically been uncovered is they were having to do this in so many places that there was no way for them to really successfully do this. But, you know, that is the only way that this is going to be stopped. And on both sides, we have to start sending serious people. And that's sometimes going to mean that if you're on the right or left, you don't get who you want.
Yeah. We shall see. I'm going to come back on the other side of the break, preview the Republican debate happening here in Wisconsin and Milwaukee next week. Trevy will be live in Milwaukee with his boss, Rick Wilson, as well. Talk about that and more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Ball Show. And also live from Latvia, Trevy Olson on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah?
Have you seen the Wham documentary on Netflix?
I have not.
Oh, dude, you have got to watch it. Everything that you know about Wham and George Michaels and Andrew Ridgely, it's not true.
Whoa. It's big news.
Yep. Yeah, everybody assumes that Andrew Ridgely was the luckiest human.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lobel Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, our ongoing contributor, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project and Wisconsin native Green Bay Packer owner, Trygve Olson, joins us live from Latvia. We appreciate him making the effort to join us. We always love having you, Trygve. I love your insight as well. And apparently, for those, apparently our background conversation was going out instead of the ads. So that's why we had a little elevator music.
Here's the thing. I recommend for anyone who is listening of a certain age.
Yeah.
Like, if you have not watched the Wham documentary on Netflix, you should watch it. And I was completely skeptical when somebody suggested this to me, but it is the most amazing documentary.
Really?
Because everything that you think you know about Wham and how Andrew Ridgely, the other guy in Wham, was just lucky and went along for the ride with George Michael, that's not the story at all.
You know,
it's so crazy.
Documentaries about bands are some of my favorite movies I've ever seen, and I didn't have plans for tonight, so I think now I do.
There you go. Well, drink me Olsen.
I can't wait to talk to you about it. In fact, in Milwaukee, we will have an independent conversation offline about it. But for people, seriously, it's like really, really good on so many levels.
Not only does he know politics, but he's the Siskel and Ebert of the Todd Allball Show. Recommending
that's fantastic. I was watching it and I got thinking about Aaron always playing the George Michael's intro. And actually, there was an article in Vanity Fair on the Four Models and the Freedom, that song.
Really?
And how it created the whole supermodel thing. Yeah, wow. Cindy Crawford, Christy Turlington. I don't know. Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway.
Look at that. Trending setters.
We digress.
It's fine. A little tangent here. That's fine. We have the Republican debate coming up next Wednesday. Trigby, you and Rick Wilson have been so gracious to come out here. You're going to be joining us here live in Milwaukee. I want to get back to something you said earlier, and that is that Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, a Republican, responded to Trump's promise of, quote, unquote, an irrefutable report on the presidential election fraud, which took place in Georgia. And Kemp said this. He said, quote, the 2020 election in Georgia was not stolen. For nearly 3 years now, anyone with evidence of fraud has failed to come forward under oath and prove anything in a court of law, unquote. I agree with you. This could be a big point if Republicans still choose other Republican candidates next week in Milwaukee.
Well, see, here's the thing. We're going to see a bunch of people go on that stage and just smooch away at Donald Trump's posterior. But what Kemp did is he gave them something to hit Trump with. And we'll see who, you know, Chris Christie will take advantage of it. I don't get the sense that Tim Scott or Nikki Haley probably will. Ron DeSantis, I mean, I don't know what he's doing.
What about Pence? Because I saw
Pence might hit him.
Pence said today something, after this thing from Kemp came out, Pence kind of did his own iteration saying, look, there's no evidence that the Georgia election was stolen. And then, of course, he turns it back to himself. And I did not have the authority to do whatever on January 6th.
Yes. And actually, I could see Pence at this point just saying, what do I have to lose?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, really?
He's already tried to take my life. You wonder if Mike Pence is ever the guy in a bar who like turns to the other patron and says, you know, I had this job and my boss was trying to kill me.
Right. It was.
But it's going to be interesting to see how they, and we'll talk about this obviously beforehand, but you know, so when you're sitting in the strategic side of getting ready for one of these, it's usually like whack-a-mole. You're trying to, whoever's popping up, you're whacking, but Trump's not going to show up. He's so far out ahead. And I kind of think they all are making a strategic calculation. If I can just get one-on-one with Trump, that's my best shot. And they've all kind of tried to take different lanes in doing that. I don't know. You know, I mean, the initial reaction that everybody had was they're going to go in trying to attack DeSantis. But since Ron DeSantis, you know,
he's imploded.
Looked at Scott Walker's campaign and said, here, hold my beer. Like, now I'm not sure that that's who they're going to go after. So,
yeah. I mean, so you think Trump's going to show? I still think there's a chance Trump shows, but maybe crazy. Yeah, you don't think so.
He won't show. Too much. No. Here's the thing. Like, if you're sitting where Trump is, you can pick your time and place. And he doesn't have to show. What happens if, you know, he gives up 5 percentage points, he's still ahead by 55.
Right.
So he's better off to let them all whack each other, I think. It will be interesting to see. I mean, Rick obviously will have a, he knows DeSantis inside and out, being a Florida guy. So
he just fired his campaign manager last week.
I mean, yeah. And then he, the person he brought in has absolutely zero presidential campaign experience. It would be like, Matt LaFleur saying, well, we got rid of Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love's not working out. I think I'll have,
Todd Harbaugh, whoever.
Yeah. Todd Harbaugh, play quarterback.
Right.
Right. Exactly. I mean, yeah. People don't get that. Like, it's a pretty small circle of people that have the capability to run a presidential campaign, a major presidential campaign, and serve at senior levels. Like, it's a specific skill set.
Let's go to the phones quickly. We got Dick in Madison. Dick, just about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left. Dick, what's your question for Trigvy, please?
Well, it's just an observation when you talk about Walker and he still hero worships Reagan, and that's all fine. And I've got some Republican friends that do too. And the one that used to crack me up the most, though, is this, that he ended the Cold War. And I said, well, I think Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Nixon, Ford and Carter before him might have had a little something to do with that, seeing as though I looked at it as kind of a war of attrition, and they just spent themselves into the ground. And he happened to be sitting in the chair when it happened. I'm not saying that he did have anything to do with it, but I'm kind of tired of hearing that it was all him. And we did some work years back that cracked me up in the Republican headquarters in Madison. Not a picture of Dwight Eisenhower in the place could I find.
Right. Good no, observation. Dick, appreciate the call. Trigvy, you know that area of the world better than anybody that I know. Eastern Europe, what say you?
Well, I mean, Americans prevailed in part in the Cold War. And quite frankly, I mean, if you were to talk to my wife, who's at 19 years old, was standing looking in the turret of a Soviet tank that was pointed at her, she would say that Lithuanians and Latvians and Poles and all those people who stood up and demanded freedom and risked their lives for it won the Cold War. So, I don't know. The Cold War, there were lots of people. Kennedy, all of them.
Yeah, a cumulative effort for sure. About 30 seconds left. Any last thoughts before we let you go?
It's going to be fascinating when we're out at that debate. I really hope people turn in. We're going to have a lot to talk about because there's a lot going on with it.
6 to 8 next Wednesday night, live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin Decides 2024. Rick Wilson and our friend
jet lag.
Trigvy Olson, we'll see you there, my friend. Thank you. Safe travels. Stay with us. More on the other side after this.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.